Today with Joseph Prince.
You are saved. God imputes righteousness to you, not based on your works, but by believing in the Lord. By faith, we are justified without works. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him, I trust. Lord Jesus, you are my refuge. Every morning, I want you to feel naked, as if you are unclothed before you step out of your house. You cannot but say, Lord Jesus, today you are my refuge and my family's refuge. You are our fortress. I'm telling you, don't be so proud and arrogant as to step out, you know, and say that everything will be a normal day. Have a need of feeling like I need the Lord today. And the Lord will not force His protection on you. He waits to be invited. Only God can put you at the right place at the right time. With all your PhD and credentials to your name, you cannot do that. Admit before you leave the house, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. You can say all you want, drive carefully. Sometimes it's not me driving, it's the other person. It's not me drunk, it's the other person. You know, we live in a crazy world. There's a crazy Satan out there, out to destroy. Amen. Especially he hates God's people. So make sure you come under his wings. And all the people said, amen. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah. If there are things that's happening in your life right now you're not happy with, or you don't see the kind of life that you envision a blessed man should have, change your heart. He wants you to change your life from the inside out.
This month, we want to send you this powerful 4-CD audio series, Change How You See, Change Your Life, for your gift of support. Get ready to receive your breakthrough as you fill your heart with faith pictures from God.
We're not saying, see it to make it real. We are saying, open your eyes to see what is really there. Let God fortizo the eyes of your heart. This is knowledge of Him.
And for a gift of $75 or more, you will also get Joseph's latest CD and DVD album, His Zone Vision. Receive God's prophetic vision for your life.
God's going to cause you to be full of His vision this year. Not just any vision, the vision that is from God, that prophetic vision. The vision of God transcends time and space. May God open the eyes of your heart, amen, to see what God wants you to see.
Your breakthroughs and miracles begin with seeing God's best for you. Position yourself to receive God's Hazon vision for your life. Get these powerful resources for your gift of support to the ministry today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org right now.
Church, let's all stand to our feet right now. You all know that God is confirming word with signs and wonders. You all know that we released the Solid Rock magazine, our church magazine, with the theme of Psalms 91 in the center. We even had a card for all of you of Psalms 91, not knowing what's going to happen this week. And I already planned to preach on Psalms 91. So you all know that God is in the house. God who knows the future. God does not want your hearts to be troubled, doesn't want you to be in fear. But I'd like for all of you right now, together in one voice, one heart, wherever you're watching this, let's quote Psalms 91. And I'm believing God will release an anointing, a covering, a pavilion, covering you and your loved ones and your families. Amen. For the days to come, we'll step into the days to come like Jesus prayed in John 17. He prayed to the Father in his high priestly prayer the night that he was betrayed and delivered to the hands of the Romans. He prayed this prayer, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil in the world. Amen. So that prayer is answered for sure. Let's line ourselves with that prayer. Are you ready? All together now, one heart, one voice, read. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. With long life, my salvation. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You may be seated. What a beautiful psalm. What a powerful psalm. Do you feel that? I'm telling you that this place is charged. That place that's watching right now, that place is charged. You can sense it. It's almost a tangible, palpable anointing. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 is a psalm that God gave for times that we are in. It covers all kinds of evil in the world. If you look at verse 5 and 6, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Now, why should anyone be afraid of an arrow that flies by day? Is God just referring to a piece of stick with feathers in the end? No, God is referring to missiles in the last days. That's cause for concern and worry. And now we have missiles that can hit all the way up to more than 30,000. And we need not be afraid, because the Bible says God promises he will protect us. Amen. So let's see the category. We have the terror. And what a world we live in is a world of terror now. Imagine our children living in a world that, for us, we can walk down the street, we can actually go to an airport in times past and not have to worry about so many things and even take off our shoes. And now, all kinds of things. The latest one is, even you got a proof that your iPhone is really working or your computer is working. All right? So the terror of the times we live in, the arrow, the missile that flies, the pestilence are diseases that walks in darkness. You know, people are afraid of, they read things like a guy exercises every day, he runs every day. All of a sudden, they find out he has a disease that's been walking in darkness in his body. No one detected it, he dropped dead. Whatever they say, is genetics or whatever it is, God says there's protection from it. All right, this is Holy Scripture. And then we have the destruction that is generic, it covers everything. The destruction that wasted at noonday. So all the categories of evil you can imagine that can come upon a world that cause people to be afraid are all covered in Psalms 91. And for which times? Is it seasonal? Is it certain times? No. Verse 5 says, by night, by day. Verse 6, darkness and noonday. In other words, 24-hour protection. And the Bible says, Psalms 91 works like this. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord. Do you know there are believers, even believers who don't say of the Lord, you are my refuge? They say things of the Lord like this. The Lord gives me trouble sometimes to humble me. No, the Lord sometimes heals. The Lord sometimes gives you disease. That's what they say of the Lord. Well, the psalmist says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. The word refuge is like a bunker, a place for you and your family to hide. Fortress is Masada. In fact, right now in Israel, there's a place called Masada, which is a fortress that King Herod built. It was very hard for the Romans to conquer that fortress, but finally they did it. But it's a Masada, it's a huge fortress. So the Lord is your bunker and your fortress. Amen. My God, in him I will trust. Now, that is a declaration of faith. Psalms 91 operates when you declare it by faith. Can I have a good amen? Psalms 91 begins with, there's no way I can finish Psalms 91 today. All right, it begins with, he who dwells, and the word there is sit down. The word there is to make your home permanently. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know the Most High is the name of God, Elyon. Almighty is another Hebrew name of God, Shaddai. All right? So you have Most High God, and then you have El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Do you know that the first mention of the Most High God is Genesis 14? El Elyon. The first time any subject or even the name of God is mentioned, there is something significant. So the first time God Most High is mentioned, it is in Genesis 14, the meeting of Abraham with Melchizedek. God Most High was mentioned the first time. Do you know when El Shaddai was mentioned, Almighty God? 3 chapters later, 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, God says, I am Almighty God, I am El Shaddai. So notice the order, God Most High, and then El Shaddai, Almighty God. Notice Psalms 91 starts with El Elyon, God Most High, Almighty God, El Shaddai. Are you with me so far? Now watch this. God told me this. The first mention of God Most High, El Elyon, Genesis 14. The first mention of El Shaddai, Almighty God, Genesis 17. How many chapters in between? 14 and 17. Class 14, 17. In between 15, 16. God says, if you can find out what is in these two chapters, you'll be in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. All right, are we being consistent? Am I preaching context? Yes. So let's look at Genesis 14 first. Genesis 14, then Melchizedek, king of Salem. Salem is from Shalom. Where you get the word Shalom, right? Salem, wholeness, king of Shalom, king of wholeness. That's our Lord Jesus. In fact, the Bible in Hebrews 7 calls him Melchizedek. All right, he's the priest after the order of Melchizedek. So I believe that Jesus appeared to Abraham as Melchizedek. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, wholeness, brought out bread and wine. What is that? Communion. Right there, long before the law was given, long before Jesus came and died, God talked about the importance of communion. Right? He brought up bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, El Elyon. That's the first time this name was mentioned. Then Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham. You can put your name there. Blessed be Mary. Blessed be Josephine. Blessed be John. Blessed be whatever your name is, okay? Of God Most High. That's El Elyon. Possessor of heaven and earth. You know what's possessor of heaven and earth? Listen, all the gold, all the diamond, all the silver, all that God possesses. If God chooses to give it to you, it will come to you. Okay, blessed be God Most High. Again, El Elyon. So he blessed Abraham of God Most High, and now blessed be God Most High himself, El Elyon, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. He gave him a tithe of all. So notice in one passage where El Elyon, God Most High, appears for the first time, the Lord's Supper, communion, and tithing is mentioned. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. Let's go 3 chapters forward. You have Genesis 17 verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. This is the first time El Shaddai appears in the Bible. So the first time El Elyon appears, Genesis 14. The first time El Shaddai appears, Genesis 17. Aren't these two mentioned in sequence, the same sequence in Psalms 91? He who dwells in secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So let's find the two chapters in between. Which, are you ready? Yes. Because what did God tell me? God told me this. You can find what are two chapters, you'll find the secret place of the Most High. So, Genesis 15. Right after the Melchizedek experience, God brought Abram outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And God said to Abram, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and God counted it to him for righteousness. This verse is quoted in Romans. It is quoted in Galatians as the basis for the gospel of grace. That you are saved. God imputes righteousness to you, not based on your works, but by believing in the Lord. Amen. By faith, we are justified without works. Everyone who is in secret place must be justified by faith. They must believe the gospel. Now we come to chapter 16, before El Shaddai, chapter 17. Chapter 16, what is it all about? The first verse tells us, now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. Now, I don't have time to go into detail, but just to let you know, if you look at Galatians, Sarah, Abraham's wife, is a picture of grace. Hagar, the maid girl, all right, the handmaiden, the maidservant, Hagar from Egypt, she's a picture of the law. Now, Pastor Prince didn't say this. Paul said this in Galatians. So, why is this chapter all about Hagar and Sarai? God is saying, after you're justified by faith, you better know the law is not going to help you produce fruits. Your wife, grace, will. And you better put law under grace, not grace under law. Law must submit to grace. Amen. Are you listening, people? Finally, law did. And God told Abraham, cast her out. Because she's trying to overtake the family. She's trying to position her son to take over the entire inheritance. So, now we found the secret. If you want to be in the secret place of the Most High, the next chapter says you must be justified by faith. You must be delivered from the law. What does that mean? Don't trust your efforts. Rest in Christ. And guess what? The next chapter, 17:1, when Abraham was 99 years old. Now, guys, when you are 99, when 6 becomes 9, everything is topsy-turvy. Your body is no more the body it used to be. You want to go there. You think you are there, but you're still here. You know what I'm saying? Your body is no more able to do anything. Now, God waited until Abraham was 99. There is nothing without significance in the Bible. Nothing. Everything has a significance. So, why did God wait until 99 years old? Until Abraham had no more power, no more ability to have a baby. Then God steps in and says, I am Almighty God. And did Abraham have a baby? No. He had babies. Not only produced Isaac, he produced from Keturah, remember? There's another girl, all right? He produced after Sarah died, he took Keturah. And by then he's more than 99, y'all. Guys, are you listening? Almighty God, amen, renewed his youth like the eagles. What I'm trying to say is that when you cannot, God can. And it's not like God can, wonderful, God leaves you the same way. No, something happened to Abraham. He was able to father children until he was 100 plus. That's the secret place of the Most High. Amen. A place where you are justified by faith, you are restful, amen, and trusting Christ to work for you, to work in you, to work through you as you live the life of rest. Amen. Now, church, the name of the Lord, back to Psalms 91. The Most High and Shaddai. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Now you come to the name of the Lord, Yahweh. Take your Bibles. In closing, I just want you to Look at your Bibles in Genesis 1. All right? Okay, don't have to look because of time. Look up here. It's there, lah. At home, don't want to look. Now you look. Okay. Look up here. Genesis 1. Do you have L-O-R-D? L-O-R-D is Yahweh. Capital L, then O-R-D. In your English Bible, it's Yahweh. Do you find Yahweh, Lord, mentioned in Genesis 1 in the creation? No. You look carefully. Not now, huh? When you go home. In Genesis 1, it's G-O-D. My God. G, capital G-O-D. Elohim. Elohim is creator. The creator. Singular is Eloah. Plural is Elohim. Elohim said, light be, and light was. Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed. And it was. Elohim saw it was good. Elohim is plural. I am is always Elohim. It's plural of Eloah. That tells us three divine persons, one God. It is not three gods. That is blasphemy. All right? It is one God, three persons. Elohim said, let us. Us. Make man in our image. Elohim made man and breathed into man. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Elohim, creator. But in chapter 2 of Genesis, the moment man came on the scene, he's not just Elohim, capital G-O-D. He's now Lord God in chapter 2. Lord is Yahweh Elohim. Lord God, Yahweh Elohim. Why? Because Lord has got to do with covenant with man. Now that man is on the scene, he is now Lord God. Do you see that? Do you see that? And that's why when David faced Goliath, he was an expert on divine names. It's not presumptuously, you know, saying names. He told Goliath this, the battle is not mine. The battle is Yahweh's, the Lord's. Today, the Lord, Yahweh, the covenant God with me, will deliver you into my hands, that all the earth may know there is a Elohim God in the earth. Precise. Are you with me? The psalmist says, I will say of the Lord, that's covenant relation. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him, I trust. Lord Jesus, you are my refuge. Every morning, I want you to feel naked, as if you are unclothed before you step out of your house. You cannot but say, Lord Jesus, today, you are my refuge and my family's refuge. You are our fortress. I'm telling you, don't be so proud and arrogant as to step out, you know, and say that everything will be a normal day. Have a need of feeling like I need the Lord today. And the Lord will not force his protection on you. He waits to be invited. Only God can put you at the right place at the right time. With all your PhD and credentials to your name, you cannot do that. Admit before you leave the house, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. You can say all you want, drive carefully. Sometimes it's not me driving, it's the other person. It's not me drunk, it's the other person. You know, we live in a crazy world. There's a crazy Satan out there, out to destroy. Amen. Especially he hates God's people. So make sure you come under his wings. And all the people said, amen. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah. We have finished the first part of Psalms 91. Keep on coming. Bring a friend or two. Amen. In the weeks to come, we believe we're going to finish the Psalms, all right, as God leads us. If there are things that's happening in your life right now you're not happy with, or you don't see the kind of life that you envision a blessed man should have, change your heart. He wants you to change your life from the inside out.
This month, we want to send you this powerful 4-CD audio series, Change How You See, Change Your Life, for your gift of support. Get ready to receive your breakthrough as you fill your heart with faith pictures from God.
We're not saying, see it to make it real. We are saying, open your eyes to see what is really there. Let God fortizo the eyes of your heart. This is knowledge of Him.
And for a gift of $75 or more, you will also get Joseph's latest CD and DVD album, His Zone Vision. Receive God's prophetic vision for your life.
God's going to cause you to be full of His vision this year. Not just any vision, the vision that is from God. that prophetic vision. The vision of God transcends time and space. May God open the eyes of your heart, amen, to see what God wants you to see.
Your breakthroughs and miracles begin with seeing God's best for you. Position yourself to receive God's Hazon vision for your life. Get these powerful resources for your gift of support to the ministry today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org right now.
Dear friends, if you've been blessed by seeing the beauty of our Lord Jesus and His love unveiled through our broadcast, would you like to join us in impacting more people with the message of His grace? We are living in the last days, and I feel a sense of urgency in my heart to reach even more people still living in darkness so that their lives can be transformed by the grace of God. So if you're watching this and are not yet a JPM partner, I want to invite you to be part of this important work. Will you pray about being a JPM partner today?
We are very grateful for all our JPM partners. You share with us in the great harvest of every life that has been healed, every marriage that is restored, and every person that has been set free from guilt and condemnation.
Thank you, JPM partners. Let's continue to be bold in advancing the gospel of grace. God bless you.
Thank you, Joseph Prince Ministries partners, for your prayers and generous support that help us broadcast the gospel into millions of homes around the world.
Today, we thank God the gospel of Jesus Christ has transformed everyone under the sound of it.
And that's the reason for the TV ministry.
Broadcast from the housetops to all the four corners of the earth. Amen.
We invite you to partner with us to send the gospel of grace to the nations. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org/partner today.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.